you speak there. Speak into the beard. Not that much.
This is question about Chota Haridas.
Yeah.
And the question is about he went to take the rice, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him, and the question is why he chastised him, because he only followed the order of senior devotee, because senior devotee he told him that you have to go, he is brahmachari, he had to follow, and he did what the senior say, so why he chastised him? No, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can see that he is just doing what, following what the order of senior.
So the responsibility is on the senior, not on the, just like the guru takes the karma of the disciple, and the king takes the karma of the praja, and the husband takes the karma of the wife. They share, because they're in responsible positions. It says in 5th canto, Rishabhadi's teachings, Guru na shishyat, Pitara na shishyat. I can look at that verse, actually, it's pretty nice. Yeah, I got it. This is a verse from 5th canto, chapter 5, verse 18, Lord Rishabhadi's teachings to his son. That's okay, no, sorry. Guror nasasyat swajano nasasyat pita nasasyaj janani nasasyat devam natatsyan napatishchasyan na mochayedya samupeta mrityum. So the basic idea is one should, because the word guru means superior. So it says swajan. Guru, swajan, pita, swajani, devam. So it says one should not become a janani, a pati, a janani, a guru. So these are all superiors. The mother and father are superiors for the children, and the guru is superior for the shishya, like this. So it says that the guru, the swajana, guru, the swajan, like your uncles and grandfathers, Naguru, you're not a guru. You're not a guru. Naguru, you're not a swajana. Na, you're swajan. Your uncle, your mama, chacha, fifu, fufu, what all those things. Then pita, then janani, and then it says mochayed samupetamrityam. You have no right to take the authoritative position. You have no. If you take the authoritative position, you assume the position of superior. Or guru, spiritual master guru, father guru, mother guru, relative guru, etc. And you cannot instruct and teach your dependents and liberate them. You should not take that position. So in the same way, this story, you're asking a question about Chota Haridas from Anti Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you were mentioning he's a brahmachari. I'm not sure whether he's a brahmachari or vairagi. I'm not really sure. I have the memory that he's a vairagi, a sannyasi. Either way, there Yajnavalkya, which Prabhupada quotes in some of his purports, there are seven rules for brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is an ashram. So sannyasi is also a brahmachari. So he follows those seven rules. You don't speak to women intimately. You don't meet them in a lonely place. You don't think about women. You don't plan to meet them. You don't dream of them. There are seven rules for brahmacharya. Yajnavalkya. Smriti, brahmachari, vidhi. So he was vairagi or brahmachari, either one, and he begged from Madhavi. Madhavi Dasi is described in Anti Leela, some beautiful adjectives there. If you go deep into the story, it makes it even more perplexing. Madhavi is described as a Mahabhagavat. She's described as a Parama Vaishnavi. This devotee, Madhavi, is described in the Bengali CC as a Param Vaishnavi. As a Param Vaishnavi, a Mahabhagavat, she's a completely pure and liberated soul. In fact, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 intimate devotees. Then, do you know who they are?
Madhavi.
Surup Damodara, Rai Ramananda, and Shikamahiti. And Shikamahiti's sister. So, somehow or other, don't I'm sure women's livers and people like that, they won't appreciate. This is Loban. Loban and Google. You know Google? Google? It's Agarbati. Google. It's used in Yagya. And Yagya, it's a pure thing. It comes from the gum of a tree. And it's very purifying, especially at sunset. Every day in Mayapur, ISKCON, they bring this into Prabhupada's room, Jananibas. And he has a big one, big clay one, special thing for this. This is from chill. So adapt it. So they found it like that. And it makes the whole Prabhupada's room full of smoke, full of this is Loban. Loban. Loban is myrrh, frankincense and myrrh. It's mentioned in the Bible. Very purifying. Then all boots, braids, all things out. And for the evening time. So even to this day, from 1974 until 2017, every day this is offered to Prabhupada. In his room, and then they go, and Prabhupada said, come in my room, offer it to my Mahaprabhu. He has a Didi of Mahaprabhu there in his room. Have you been there? Mayapur. There's a Murti of Mahaprabhu, offer it to my Mahaprabhu, and go all around the guest house. So, because so many kinds of different kind of people stay there in the lotus building where Prabhupada stayed. Purified. That's it. We're speaking about this Madhavi, this sister. So she's not only Parama Vaishnavi, Mahabhagavat, and all Shuddha Vaishnavi, all these things, but she's one of the most intimate disciples, followers, not disciples, but intimate followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. Now, the Leela is that to feed Lord Chaitanya, who was invited for lunch at Bhagavatacharya's house, I believe so, if my memory serves me correctly. And he was delegated, he was asked by Bhagavatacharya to go and beg some good quality rice or some rice from Madhavi because they were out of rice. So on the behest of his superior or his fellow associate, he went to beg rice from this pure devotee. So what's the harm? It also says she's a Brita. She was a Brita Vaishnavi. Brita Vaishnavi. Brita, as you know, Brita means old lady. She was an old lady. Haridasa, of course, is a young man. Chota Haridas was a young man, about 35 or so. She was a Brita. Brita means like Buddha, booty, and like old. She's old lady, pure devotee, great devotee, Lord Chaitanya. So why did Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that where that rice came from, he said, I don't want to see him anymore. I don't. And everybody petitioned. For 1 year he was staying around Puri, and still Mahaprabhu wouldn't change his mind. So why is... I think you're asking why. The question is, why is Lord Chaitanya so hard on him? Or even Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda were petitioning and they were begging, "Oh, please, Mahaprabhu, forgive him and accept him back." And he said, "No." Why? It's the same. Because here's the answer: all of these devotees that are with Lord Chaitanya are Nitya Siddhas. There's a bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur. I think it's the song Goranga. What is that song? Goranga, Gorangara. One bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur says, once Srila Prabhupada was asked, "Srila Prabhupada, what is your favorite bhajan? Vaishnava bhajan." And sometimes he would give different answers. But this particular time he said, "Goranga bolite habe." That's when you're singing? What is this song? Gaurangara Sange Jani Nitya Siddha Kore Mani. So all the Sangha, Gaurangara Sange Mani Nitya Siddha, all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Mani, I should consider a man, I should have the consideration and respect. I should respect and I should know, Mani, that all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangara Nitya Siddha, excuse me? Gaurangara Sange Gana. So that group. Gaurangara Sange Gana Nitya Siddha Kore Mane. So everyone that was associating and close association with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this bhajan is telling, because bhajan is not only a pada, Bengali pada, it is also shastra. Narottam Das Thakur is also Mahajan. They're all Nitya Siddhas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, there's the external purpose and the internal purpose. Sri Krishna comes, external purpose, internal purpose. So they come, one aspect of the appearance of the Lord Ramachandra, Sri Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to teach. Yada, yada, yadharmasya, glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutanam adharmasya, tadatpadam srijamyam. To establish dharma. Dharma glani. When dharma is broken, dharma, you have the water hose, the pipe, and you're watering the garden, you bend it, then water no flow. So glani means a bend, a break in dharma. Dharma was upset by Ravan Rakshash, and Kans Rakshash. Kans was killing all the babies in Braj, killing all the cows in Braj. Everybody was hiding in caves. They went to Agra. They went to other places hiding from the Rakshash. So this is Dharma Glani. So Krishna came to Dharma Samstapan to establish Dharma. So when Krishna comes, he comes, one aspect is to teach. So he comes with Krishna and his various avatars. He brings all of his associates with him. And through those associates, he teaches the Dharma principles because that's how he establishes Dharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. Srijamyam, I come and I come to establish Dharma. How do I do it? I do it by my example. I do it through my Nitya Sangha city, my Nitya Siddha associates, and by teaching them. So it's like a stage. Like I say, okay, we're going to do Jagai Madai drama. So I tell him to play Jagai. He's not Jagai. He's a Vaishnava Brahmin from birth, very exalted person. But now he's going to play drunk. He's out empty. Plays Jagai. It's just an act. To we want to teach, oh, Lord Nityananda comes and saves. It's a drama. So they all come. So Chota Haridas is not in Maya. Madhavi was not in Maya. There was actually what Lord Chaitanya was using this Nitya Siddha to teach a lesson. What lesson? To teach a lesson for Vairagis. They should stay far, far away from all ladies, and they should be totally nirapeksha. Nirapeksha and niskinshan. They should not beg anyone for anything. This is the highest standard. Just like Madhavendra Puri, he just stayed in the bank of Govindakund, meditating, chanting. He said, I won't go anywhere. I'll just serve Gopal and Krishna. And Krishna, Gopal came every day, brought him milk. So this is the highest standard of the sannyas, of the vairagi. Just depend on the Lord. So he wanted to teach. He wanted to teach the perils and the dangers. In the purport there of that story, Prabhupada is also quoted, because most of the tikas, I mean, we call purports, in Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita are from Bhakti Vinod, Anubhasya, and also Bhakti Sanata. And there's sometimes when it talks about ISKCON or modern type, then the Prabhupada's added his. But so in that one purport, towards the end there of the chapter, there's 7 points to learn from this story in the tika, and I can't recall, but you can review. But the main principle here that will apply in many circumstances, you have to remember this. This is a drama for teaching. He's not punishing. He gave up his body. His body is nitya. It's just like somebody on stage, they appear, you know, there's a drama, and then somebody's Ravana, and you're playing and Krishna, Ram shoots and he dies. Oh, Ravana's killed. And then the curtain closes, and then he gets up and goes. So the same thing with Chota Haridas. He went to a lalabadi, committed suicide because the law, he's upholding the shastra. Dharma samstapanartaya. Dharma starpana means to establish dharma. Dharma are the rules. There's varna dharma and ashram dharma. There's sannyas ashram dharma, there's grihastha ashram dharma, brahmacharya ashram dharma, etc. Vaishya dharma, etc. These are in the smritis. The smritis, there's 20 dharma shastras that explain these are the rules for Grihastha and Brahmachari and Baniya and Brahman, etc. So through this story of Chota Haridas and Madhavi and begging the rice and condemning him, Krishna was teaching all Vairagis from time immemorial to stay far away from women. Don't beg. Don't. That's the main point. So he was using his, because if a sannyasi falls down, according to Dharma Shastra, he falls down. If he, in this life he should give up his body in a Triveni and a lullaby. That's told in the Smriti Shastras. So many do that. They go there and they give up their body. That it appears like suicide, but because it's a Shastra, then that's expiation. That's the atonement for that sin of falling down. Then it's nullified. By that, for them, then in that case, for the sannyasi who falls from his Dharma, if he gives up his body, that suicide is not sinful. Any other kind of suicide by anybody in any circumstance will be punishable by Yamaraj. It's most sinful. You follow? But for this sannyasi, so what did he do? He did exactly that because he's a vairagi. He went there. He went to Lalabhat, and then he became And then it says, the verse says Siddhadeva, and it's translated, he became an angel. It said he became an angel, and he was, and Lord Chaitanya could hear him in the sky singing. Because Chota Haridas, as a Vairagi, what we say Babaji, but this is a new word, as a Vairagi sannyasi, he was a kirtan leader. So the reason, that's why we have Haridas and Chota Haridas. So when he went to beg rice, but when Lord Chaitanya came, he would be in the kirtan party in Bhagavatacharya's house leading the kirtan. Because his Nityaseva, one of his sevas, he's a kirtan leader. Maybe he also has a Sakhi Mandri form, I don't know. But he's a Nitya Parishad. So he's going all the time in the traveling roadshow, Gauranga's Leela, throughout the material world. Because Gauranga is eternally searching for Radharani, eternally trying to understand the sweetness of Radharani's love and the greatness. That Leela never ends. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is Nitya. Every pastime of the Lord is Nitya. And how Lord Chaitanya gave up his body. Some people say he ran into the ocean and drowned. Some people say he died in Gundicha Gardens. He stepped on some nail, got septic poison. Some devotees say he entered the deed at Dr. Gopinath. This is generally Gaudiya, they say it like this. So it doesn't say that he understood, there's no conclusion to Gaura Leela. It doesn't say, oh, he finally understood. He's just grinding his face in the wall, becoming Korma Chaitanya, and it just ends like that, and it goes on again and again. The waves come in to the ocean, then they come from the ocean, they crash on the beach, and then again they come, and again they come. It's Nitya Leela. So Gaura is always, ha, Krishna, 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 Krishna. He's always seeking that sweetness, and that Radha Pranaya Mahima. What is the greatness of Radha's Pranaya? Intense love. For me, that's because he's Krishna. So there's no end. That's the Nitya Leela of Gaura. So this is a teaching. This will go on universe by universe. Chota Haridas will come, and he'll give up his body. And it's a teach. So that is a teaching. There's no punishment. Because if I shoot him on the stage when he's dressed as Ravana, this is a drama. He's there. He's sitting in the audience. For this next play is about Chota Haridas. It's about Haridas Thakur and the Prastu. See, he's sitting in the audience. He's still, you know, now he's not playing Ravana. You follow? So we say, oh, it's not fair. God's not fair. Why do bad things happen to good people? This doesn't apply to Krishna Leela, Gaura Leela, any of these actions of Krishna. This is clear. Clear. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Has this presentation brought up more questions?